other guests, but he's going to be off.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Kind of hoarse, so. Anyway, you're not supposed to listen to my voice. Listen to what God is trying to help to you. I'd like everyone to stand up who loves the Lord Jesus. Everyone who loves the Lord Jesus, please stand up. Good. Everybody is standing. Who loves to listen to rap and hip hop, please keep standing. At least there's some honest people. I mean, I know there are those who sat down and who still listen to it. And that's the thing. We're going to talk about the lives of many people today who have things that are keeping them back from coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to turn to Joshua. And we're going to turn to chapter 7. We're going to talk about a guy named Achan today. And Achan was amongst the people of God. He dwelt among them. And he looked like a regular believer. He looked like a regular person, right? He might have been here today if he was here. And he might have been in the front. And you just want to read, I'm going to start, well, just a little brief history that this was after the children of Israel had conquered Jericho, and now they had just been defeated by Ai, and they're trying to see what was the cause and what happened, and the Lord led them actually to Achan's house, and we see what happened and what transpired with Achan's life. And it says in Joshua 7 and verse 18, sorry for verse 18, it says, then he brought his household man by man. Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah of the tribe of Judah, was taken. And now Joshua said to Achan, my son, I beg you, give glory to the Lord God of Israel and make confession to him. And tell me now what you have done. Do not hide it from me. And Achan answered Joshua and said, indeed I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and this is what I have done. When I saw among the spoils a beautiful Babylonian garment, 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold weighing 50 shekels, I coveted them and took them. And they are hidden in the earth in the midst of my tent with the silver under it. So Joshua sent messengers and he ran to the tent. There was hidden in his tent with the silver under it. And they took them from the midst of the tent and brought them to Joshua and all and to all the children of Israel and laid them out before the Lord. Then Joshua and all the children and all Israel with him took Achan the son of Zerah, the silver, the garment, the wedge of gold, his sons, his daughters, his oxen, his donkeys, his sheep, his tent, and all that he had, and they brought him to the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, why have you troubled us? The Lord will trouble you this day. So all Israel stoned him with stones, and they burned them with fire, after they had stoned him with stones. And they raised over them a great heap of stones, which is there until this day. We're going to stop there. And we see this man named Achan, he lived amongst God's people. And as I said before, that he might have been someone who might have been going through emotions. He might have been someone, maybe like a Judas, who was by the Lord Jesus Christ all the time, but it never affected his heart. And he had things that were secret in his life, Achan, that kept him from coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's so many with so many of us today. We have heard of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have been around the Lord's people. We may have friends who are Christians. We may even come to church or the meeting Sunday, day in and day out. But it never affects us. Why? Because we have the things that are hidden. Achan has stuff hidden in the bottom of his tent. a Babylonian garment. He wanted to adorn himself with the things of this world. And so many times, those are the things that keep us from coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm trying to tell you today, if you're not saved, and you're letting the things of this world keep you back from coming to the Lord, you're making a sad mistake. He said that he had gold and he had silver. He might have been thinking about his future, about establishing his future with his family, maybe buying a bigger tent, or maybe expanding his borders. But you know what? If you make your future without Christ tonight, you have no future. And we see this person, that he wasn't just an ordinary person who just didn't hear about the Lord's things. Achan was there when the children of Israel defeated Jericho, when the wall of Jericho came down. I could imagine him going around and marching, he was with them, let's go, marching, and he see the walls come down, but it never affected his heart. How many of us read the Word? Our friends may tell us about the Word. Our friends may tell us about the Lord Jesus Christ, what He has done for us. He has died and He's risen again just for you, for your sins, to free you. And you know what? He said, okay. It's like nothing to us, right? Achan was from a family that was from the Lord's people. As it read down his heritage, his lineage, that they were amongst the Lord's people. I know many of us here have grown up in Christian homes. We have heard about the Lord every day in devotions, in coming to the meetings. How has that affected our hearts? Yeah, are we going to be like Orpah and Ruth, as we read this morning? Ruth, it affected her heart. Orpah, what she did? She was all emotion, crying, and she wept and she kissed. But it never affected her heart. She went back to the things of the world. Today, if you go home today, and this doesn't affect your heart, you know what? You're just like Orpah. You cry, you weep, and you say, oh, that was so touching. I come, you sing, I come, and you know, it's so beautiful, and stuff. And as soon as we reach out the door and up the driveway and we're going home, we turn the radio to the other dial. We may turn on the TV, turn looking at things that we shouldn't be looking at. And these are subtle things that the devil tries to come in to try to steer us away from coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. But you know what? Achan confessed. But you know, it was too late. He confessed. He said, you know what? I did it. I hid him in the tent. It was under there. It was too late for Achan. Today is not too late for you. You may say, well, I have time. I'm young. Maybe I'll live another day. But you know what? If you continue in a life of sin, it only gets worse. We see what the Bible says here. He said that in verse 21, in the latter part, he said, and they are hidden in the earth, in the midst of my tent, with the silver under it. I wonder why this was put here, with the silver under it. You know what this tells me? That Achan took stuff gradually. The silver was under it because he had buried it first. Then he went and took something else. Then he went and took something else. And that's how sin works, right? We say, oh, well, tomorrow I'll change. Tomorrow is another day. But you know what? The devil keeps on grabbing us in. First, he steals the silver. And he said, you know what? Nobody saw me. Let me do this. You know what? Nobody watching me. Let me do this. But you know what? God saw everything. And Achan was fooling the people of God. He was there amongst the people. Nobody knew. But let me tell you something. God knows everything that's going on in your life today. I may not know. You know what? Brother Emil may not know. You know what? Brother John may not know. Brother Dave may not know. But you know what? God sees. God knows.